The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, Sinead Ryan of the Irish Independent Journalist and, of course, presenter of The Home Show on News Talk at Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. is joining me on the line with plenty of, actually, a lot of wisdom here, Sinead. Well, what's the central point you're making?
Morning, Ivan. Well, I suppose the central point is that it's never too early to start teaching kids about money. And I think as parents, sometimes we shield them a lot from money worries. And look, this is appropriate. If they're 6 or 7, they're not going to understand. But if you've got a teenager who maybe wants an expensive pair of trainers and you can't afford it, I think it behoves us to sit down our kids and tell them how household finances work, budgeting, bills, you know, things that maybe float over their heads because we're trying to mind them. But in fact, children are incredibly savvy and they can be quite black and white about things. And if things are explained to them in a proper way and an informative way, they do get it. And finances are a family business. So I think we leave it far too late to start educating our children about money.
OK, specifically, what are you talking about?
Well, really, as soon as children can learn to count, they can start counting out coins. They can learn sums, very simple ones. And I think paying pocket money is a really, really good way of teaching kids about money. Now, I know lots of people think, God, you know, my kids cost me a fortune already. I'm not giving them extra. But actually, it comes with rules. So in the same way, you know, you get paid by an employer, you pay your kids pocket money. I always pay pocket money by age. So a 6-year-old gets 6. Whatever, it could be a week, a month, or whatever you can afford. A 7-year-old gets more because there have to be some kind of benefit from getting older. But it comes with really strict rules. So you sit down your kids and you say, look, here's what you're now responsible for paying for. And it could be treats, it could be sweets, it could be phone credit, it could be whatever. But here's what I'm still paying for. And that would be household, you know, essentials and things that you need and clothes that you need. But if they blow it all, and they are guaranteed to do that the first time you give them pocket money, it's all going to be gone within 10 minutes. You don't dig them out, because you can't do that if you go to your employer and say, listen, I spent all of my wages on the first day, can I have a bump? They're not going to do that. So it does come with rules, and it's a really good discipline to teach kids. And you can also have a contract with them. Look, if you save half and spend half, then I'll top up your savings when we go on holidays or when you need to buy something special or whatever. Like, it's a really, really good life lesson. And lots of times we don't learn how to do that young enough. And by the time we get old enough, we're allowed access credit. And that's when things can get really bad.
Yeah, the first thing I do, now I have 4 grandchildren at this stage, I get them all a little piggy bank. And then I bribe them, I give them €1 or €2 to keep them sweet or whatever. But I think it's absolutely important to teach them to save.
It really is, Ivan. I couldn't agree more. And I think one of the biggest drawbacks to that has been the introduction of contactless money, invisible money, because that's much harder to understand than, you know, coins and notes. And I know, you know, it's a little bit old fashioned now to be thinking of money in coins and notes. But if kids don't learn that from the outset, they've no sense of the value of it. So even if you're going to go contactless, the lessons are still there. By all means, give them a Revolut Junior account. But when they go to buy something in a shop and you have that deal with them, look, I'm going to pop this money in every month or every week, you are now responsible for paying for your own A, B or C. Bring them along and let them see, let them compare brands, let them compare money. Don't do it for them all of the time, because it's just, there's no life lesson to be learned there. So pay pocket money, but also have a contract. And thirdly, make them understand the choices that they are making. So if they want to blow it all on one item because of the brand, let them.
Mm. No, tap and go is a disaster. I mean, people think it's magic money, and I see it, you know, out, you could be out socially for a drink and people have no idea that the amount there's been. Could be 19 yo-yos on a cocktail and they just tap and think it's for free. So tell me this, though. For transition year, I assumed people were taught about understanding your payslip, understanding the difference between PAYE, PRSI. Does that not happen?
it's such an important thing to learn. There's always, I find with parents, and I experienced it myself, a moment of schadenfreude when your teenager starts their first part-time job, their summer job, and gets their first payslip. Because the chances are they've been emergency taxed. And their simple sum in their head of this is the hours I work and this is what I'm paid per hour suddenly disappear down the pan, and you have to sit down and talk to them about tax. And it's a brilliant conversation because it's not just about money, Ivan. It's, as you well know, it's about politics. It's about social contracts. It's about federalized services. It's about social insurance. And it's a fantastic conversation to have with kids because, you know, they can go from the point of saying, that's not fair, you know, and as adults, we can still do that as well. I don't want to have to pay for kids I don't have and roads I don't drive on. But that conversation is so important. And PAYE is a brilliant system for that because the more you earn, the more you pay. And it prevents tax from being perceived as a blunt instrument. And explaining levies, tax thresholds, the difference between tax credits and tax allowances. No, that is not done properly in school. It is not done nearly enough.
The other thing, of course, is as we move to a slightly older age group, say people get a summer job and get their first job maybe nowadays is 29 after 2 degrees and so on, all the snowflakes. But the point about it is this, even in your 20s, I mean, you know, I was at a pension event the other day and someone said to me, the most critical factor is not the return on investment. It's when you start contributing to a pension will have the biggest impact outside of the public sector, that is. I mean, you know, is there any education about the way mortgages work, how you pay the interest first and then the capital and the tax allowances for that and in relation to pension contributions and the 15% relief and so on?
Look, I write about pensions all the time. It is hard enough to get people in their 40s engaged about pensions. So to try and get a 16-year-old thinking about it is very, very difficult. So sometimes what you need is to talk to them about how they want to live in the future. And a really good financial advisor will never say, how much do you want to save towards your pension? They'll start by saying, how do you want this time of your life to look? Do you want to be stuck at home counting the pennies out and cutting out coupons? Or do you want to be travelling and enjoying life and doing what you like? So the earlier you start, you're quite right. The whole we learn compound interest in school. Everybody does as part of maths. But I wonder sometimes, and I was never terribly good at maths, but these concepts can sometimes not kind of land in the real world. So compound interest is a mathematical concept, but in real life, it is about time multiplied by interest. And if people understood a little bit more that it is not the amount you save that matters, it's the time over which it's saved that is far more important, then, you know, perhaps people would learn to engage a bit more. Auto enrollment, we are told, finally, after 35 years, may well be on the way now. Systems like that are excellent at showing people over time how their money can build up and provide for them in the future. And Ivan, we have to do this because we don't have enough money. There is a pensions crisis looming, and this is the biggest growing demographic in the country. People are going to be living longer, they are going to be working longer, and they have to fund that in retirement. It's never too young to have that conversation.
Always a pleasure to talk common sense with Sinead Ryan. I wanted to talk to you about the royal family, but there's no opportunity. We'll talk about that anon. Thank you for joining us. She of presenter of The Home Show, 8 a.m. here on Saturday. Now, we have a great lot of stuff for you in between now and 12.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.